There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It's getting me so.
We're talking airports at 21 after 7, and if you're top-end wealthy, you probably appreciate the obligatory dark sunglasses and a bit of privacy when you travel. And you might have used the private Heathrow VIP service to help you transit London Heathrow, which can be, at the best of times, a difficult airport. Until 2011, the Heathrow VIP service was reserved for royal family, heads of state and diplomats, but now it's also open to first and business class passengers who can stump up the required Moolah. In the studio to outline the benefits, Priya Malhotra, head of Heathrow VIP. Good morning to you.
Morning.
First of all, Priya, what's the primary service offered by Heathrow VIP?
So Heathrow VIP is the most exclusive way to travel through the airport with a chauffeur service from anywhere in the UK, bringing you to your private entrance at Heathrow and then your own private lounge with a assigned butler for you to enjoy your time at Heathrow before you are whisked into a private security lane and then driven to the plane. It's very similar to people that may travel on private jets.
How much does it cost?
£3,300 for a group of three. Inclusive of that.
So £1,100 each, basically. Minimum of three, is it?
You can have one person travelling.
So £1,100 it would cost. And that would get me to somewhere.
So no, £3,300 for one person.
Oh, one,
up to three.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so that will sort of reveal doors into Heathrow that I didn't even know existed.
Just our front door. Yeah. So it's not, you're not going through an array of back entrances or a maze of sort of working entrances. It has its own private entrance with a guy with top hat and tails in true British hospitality style.
But there was one sentence, actually, in your business case that I was particularly interested in. Yeah. And it was this: VIP clients can travel through Heathrow with the peace of mind that they won't be seen by another passenger during their journey. I mean, how on earth are you able to make that pledge at one of the world's busiest airports?
Well, it's the absolute orchestration of that. From the moment you make the booking, the team get on to planning it. So it's a personalised and bespoke service for every single booking. So if you and I were on the same flight, we can say that you will not see each other because we will stagger that arrival at the private entrance and we will ensure that while you're in that private lounge, that unless you choose to leave it, there is no reason why anybody else would have to see you.
Well, I suspect if you and I were on the same flight, you'd be in row one and I'd be in row 85, so we probably wouldn't even see each other then. But because it's a level of exclusivity that was enjoyed originally by royal family, heads of states, diplomats as well. But it was widened a few years ago to include the hoi polloi in business class and first class. Why did you do that?
For one of the main reasons is there's an absolute need for these kinds of services. We are seeing that luxury travel is growing throughout the world. People are looking for these kinds of services, the seamlessness, the effortlessness of travel. So it was a natural progression for Heathrow to be able to offer that for first and business class passengers that choose to travel in that way.
Because this happened in 2011, and it was just a year or two after the downturn. And maybe, of course, that maybe the downturn hit sort of the regular customers. You needed to widen your customer base.
I think it's probably more relevant to think about that we were so close to the Olympics at that time. So we knew that London was going to be bombarded by the rich, the wealthy, the people that like to travel in this way. So we wanted to make sure that we continued to give them the best experience of London Heathrow.
What kind of numbers do you get passing through the VIP service on an annual basis, monthly basis? What can you share?
So our footfall is about 68,000. So when I tell people that, they're normally surprised. Seriously, Priya, is that how many people are using the service? But yeah, it's made up of a lot of loyal customers that come back time and time again. My team and I struggle to see a person that would come once and then not come again. It's a little bit like when you first turn left on the plane, you begrudge having to turn right. So then every time, if you have the means, you will turn left.
Is most of it paid out of people's own personal pocket, or is some of it on company expenses? Are you able to break that down either statistically or just through your own intuition?
Intuition and fact, that I think in this day and age you'd struggle to put £3,300 on a company expense. This is people's own money, own wealth and own expense that they're using to use this kind of service.
When I multiply those two figures together, I'm getting a figure of £224 million.
Oh, really?
Is that right? No, it doesn't sound right.
Absolutely not. So we're looking at footfall. So I've given you a quote of footfall.
Yeah, times 68,000 times the 3,300. I'm guessing that there'll be probably numbers of multiples in that figure.
Absolutely. Yeah. So a booking can range from one single passenger travelling to maybe 115 in one booking group.
So £22.5 million is if you had one person travelling through. So you're going to be getting somewhere, what, 10, 15 million a year?
Definitely not what I'm going to confirm to you.
Okay.
So you get group bookings?
Absolutely. So we can have football teams, many sports teams. It could be a big delegation that's coming through. It could be PR fam trips that are coming through. There'll be all sorts of groups. And then it would be large families from this region that are coming. So that could be our group of 100, 115 that choose to use the Heathrow VIP.
And you'll do
service.
Them a bit of a deal on price if it's 100 people.
A bit of a deal. It sounds like we're doing something. After 12, after a group of 12, I would offer a personalised service where you come and then we'll talk about the price. We never want to make this inconvenient or too expensive for the passenger. It'd be ridiculous to offer that kind of price for those kinds of people. It's where we can accommodate. Also, sending that many cars to pick you up from the plane, I'd need a really big fleet to get 115 people. So we may have to get a coach or something like that. It's bespoke, so we tailor that to your needs.
Look, many of your target market would have been flying on private jets, probably, until the downturn in 2009. And of course, since then, rail politic and a dash of common touch has filtered through. But I would imagine that heads of states, royal families, even today, rarely fly commercial.
I think there's a mix of two, actually, and that's the trend that I've seen. So we work very closely with a lot of private jet companies, and I think high net worth individuals, that including that royal families and diplomats, continue to use private jets for short haul travel. For long haul, they are moving to the commercial flights. May that be around the sustainability and their carbon footprint being more aware? Who knows?
Are you wed to a terminal? Whereabouts is your secret entrance?
It wouldn't be secret if I told you exactly where it was.
But you have to sort of, you know, go, is it Terminal 3, 2, 1? Which
it's
part
like
of
platform
the
9 and 3 quarters in Harry Potter, isn't it?
A little bit like that, a little bit like that. So we are off the perimeter road on the south side of Terminal 5.
So you don't even have to go anywhere near the terminals?
No, it's outside of the terminal process. Everything still happens as it does, but if you imagine sort of a boutique-style hotel that is built onto the bolted onto the airport with all of the processes, so a security lane inside of that, an immigration officer inside of that, we go and get your bags, it's all done for you.
And that includes the sort of car journey from anywhere in the UK that I want?
That's right. So the price includes a 25-mile radius, and then we can work it out.
25.
If you're coming from Liverpool or Manchester or anywhere in the UK, we can organise that for you.
So tell me how you sort of keep your exclusivity as you widen your product.
So a lot of people haven't heard about the service. So we do rely on word of mouth, recommendation, our business networks, personal networks, to grow the service. You will not find a big billboard in advertising about Heathrow VIP. This is a service that is for the elite discerning traveller, and to maintain that privacy, that discretion and our brand values, that's how we continue to market the service.
Well, listen, we really appreciate you sort of coming in to talk to us this morning. Priyanka Malhotra, the head of Heathrow VIP. Good luck with your service. And
thank you.
I wonder whether our paths will ever cross in a professional capacity. I'd like to think so.
I hope so too. Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.